This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Eagles aren't going to the White House. The president cancels their visits. Rudy Giuliani talks about a couple of different things, including what's going on with this Russian investigation. Just another week as we kick off summer. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great one this past couple of days and made it count over the weekend. Sometimes it's hard to bounce back. Like, we're whiners, aren't we? It's hard to bounce back after a Memorial Day weekend where you get an extra day or two, perhaps, and then it gets a little crazy as work piles up on you. So speaking of work, I'm going to start here first because we've been talking about this a lot, and you've really filled my mailbox with tons of questions about Kilauea. I talked about the fact that I've been to Kilauea. You can hear it behind me. I've been to Kilauea a few times, and once I was there when it was erupting, but it was really small. It wasn't what's happening now. Sunday, they had a quake that was so bad, you just saw a big, fat ash plume. Just picture this, if you can, in your mind, straight up into the sky, 8,000 feet. The good thing is no tsunami threat, which sometimes can happen. There were about 500 little quakes in the summit area of Kilauea in a 24-hour period over the weekend. They say it's the highest rate ever measured at the summit. So, and they've continued, the earthquakes have continued near there. So it's very, very strange. Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us. Bob, have you ever been to Hawaii? Have you seen Kilauea on the Big Island?
Oh, I've been to Hawaii. Yes, very, very beautiful.
Not beautiful, though, for the people who live close to this volcano.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
Not now. I was just talking about that to a friend of mine today. It's just unbelievable. Mother Nature, move out of her path. I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like it.
No, I haven't either. And then they had a terrible, eruption as well in Guatemala, and people are buried. They don't even know the full count, and of course they can't get close to the bodies they know that were buried in the massive eruption because it's too soon.
Right.
It's too hot. But can't go back to it.
And you know, Guatemala is terrible. What's happened and. Hawaii, there's some people that actually stayed, and now they're surrounded on the Big Island. I was reading an article about that.
Yeah, so wild what's happening with these volcanoes.
Horrible.
All right, speaking of volcanoes of a different sort, Bill Clinton was thrown a real curveball today. He was asked about the whole Me Too thing and Monica Lewinsky, and he kind of stammered around the answer. He didn't know how to answer it. I'm surprised, look, when you get to this level, especially now the world we live in, it's called crisis communicators. I think that these politicians need to hire a few people to say, listen, when you're out there, you're going to still get questions, even whether they're testy or how they are. But he was asked about Lewinsky, and it was kind of a heated exchange with an NBC reporter. And, he said, I think it doesn't mean I agree with everything. I have some questions about some of the decisions which have been made, because he was sort of asked about Me Too. It was very strange.
Well, it was. It was strange for me because, I worked with President Clinton. I was around him. I was just telling some Clinton stories to friends actually Sunday at a realty seminar I went to. They asked about him, and he could just move and maneuver through anything. You could, he held through an impeachment and how he handled himself. And it amazed me when I saw this, especially how he answered he was completely caught off guard, and I thought to myself, is he slipping? He, has to be prepared for this kind of thing, especially with Monica Lewinsky. But with the Me Too movement now, his answers that he just gave, I think, after everything that's happened, fell very, very short compared to if there had never been a Me Too movement, you know, and the pressure to, you know, make things right with women. I think it just was double worse for him. But I was shocked at how he answered, how he was caught off guard. And I don't know if he thought he did pretty good through it, but later on there were a lot of people on the Democratic side that were like, oh, wow, you know, this wasn't good.
No. They need to do something about that fast. So while that's going on, the president calls off the Eagles visit because of the anthem dispute, saying, okay, so the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. We already all know that tradition of the winning teams. But he said that some of the team disagreed with the president because he insists they stand proudly for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and people of our country. And they wanted to send a smaller delegation, but he said the 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. So he's going to do a different kind of ceremony. He's going to do the United States Marine Band and Army Chorus, and they're going to play the national anthem, and he's going to be there.
Right. You know, it was unprecedented by the president. They ended up declining. And one of the fans, you know, Eagles fans, told me, I guess a few wouldn't do it, and they said, well, you know, the president's kind of penalizing the entire team, is what they said, because of a few. But I thought it was, especially, of course, for the Eagles, you know, it's been quite a long time, so.
Yeah.
For them, I thought it was sad that it's happened.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And you know, a lot is being made of Melania Trump making her first public appearance in 24 days. There's military families, that kind of stuff. And I guess there was all this speculation as that she was the lady vanishing, but lo and behold, she appears.
Oh, I heard everything privately and publicly on this issue. In fact, on one show that I did, all the theories, you know, that she was basically locked away by the advisors of the president. She had left him, you know, everything under the sun. And of course, she appeared for the gold star. I mean, maybe she had a longer recuperation. And of course, people said, well, it wasn't that serious a deal. But, you know, who knows? But, she showed up for the Gold Star Moms event.
Yep. Yeah, which was good. It's good that absolutely that she did that. No question about that. Can't argue with that. Hey, just a couple minutes left, but this is a big one. Rudy Giuliani told CNN that despite the president's earlier tweet that he has the authority to issue a pardon to himself, he won't do it. He says, I can tell you as a lawyer, the pardon power won't happen here. And, of course, we're still going back to the whole Russia investigation thing.
Rudy Giuliani, Kate, is doing, you and I have talked about this since the first day he got on television with the president. He wasn't hired to be a lawyer. He doesn't do any legal advice for the president. He is a junkyard dog nipping at the heels of Robert Mueller. That is his job. His job is to twist this into the public realm. He's high profile. He's doing it so that people say, oh, they gave him a million documents. Oh, my goodness. You know, he said, man up to the team. You don't need to subpoena him. He's trying to set the stage for when the president, this is what I argue, refuses to meet with Mueller, which is what the president will do. He will refuse.
That's what I think, too. Absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, thank you as always. Sleep tight.
Okay,
nice. It's so fun to have Bob Ney on and get his perspective. Coming up next, in San Francisco, they're deciding on whether to ban flavored tobacco. The war on tobacco. Kevin McGurr joins us next on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do things to your heart for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're hoping to have a conversation about this trend of municipal bans on flavored menthol tobacco. And that's happening across the country in a lot of different areas. One of the areas is San Francisco deciding on whether to ban flavored tobacco or not. So the question becomes, there's actually a lot that goes into this. Why is there this trend? And look at what the FDA is saying. They've announced that some tobacco-based products contain flavorings are actually safer than cigarettes. We've talked about this before here on America Tonight. Kevin McGurr joins us. He's in our virtual green room. He is an RN, MS, MPH. That's a whole lot of letters, which means clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So let's talk about, first of all, the product itself. And I said this, that the FDA just announced that some of the products that have the flavorings are safer than cigarettes. So they talked about this continuum of risk, but what does that mean? What is the continuum of risk?
Well, the continuum of risk probably was initially identified by Public Health England, and although it was very controversial, but they asserted that, and they basically placed various tobacco and nicotine products on a list, on a continuum, harm to individuals, and cigarettes were clearly the most harmful. At the other end were electronic devices and snus, or chewing tobacco. And essentially what they were beginning to grade was what's the potential of all these products to cause harm in the way of respiratory illnesses for individuals. They determined that electronic devices were 95% safer. I should acknowledge that in the American context, you know, some scientists felt that was a little bit overboard in terms of making such a grand percentage in terms of relative safety. I think more recently it's helpful for people to know, more locally, the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine have, while not endorsing electronic cigarettes, have asserted that they are definitely safer, and they looked at issues having to do with flavoring as well. And they also suggest that they definitely have a role and potential to reduce combustible tobacco use and lead people towards cessation from cigarettes altogether.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, and I said this while we were waiting to bring you on, is there some kind of a trend, it seems like, at this of these municipalities trying to ban flavored tobacco, and what does that really do for the people who are consuming it?
Well, I think that the trend probably is driven, and I certainly don't know for certain, it's conjecture on my part, and understandably, the legacy of the tobacco industry has not been very honorable. So I think that that legacy has left a significant reservoir of mistrust of anything that the tobacco industry might do. You probably know, Kate, that vaping or electronic devices were not initially developed by big tobacco. It was small manufacturers that basically began the market, and it's only more recently that the big tobacco companies have gotten on board. Forgive me, I forgot what your original question was.
What about the municipalities and how this is becoming
so
a trend?
So I think that, you know, that I think it's unfortunate. I think that there's an attempt to sort of chip away, you know, given that people have begun and the data indicates that more and more people are using electronic cigarettes. Now, I understand, of course, that, and we have an interest, hopefully we all have an interest in keeping drugs out of the hands of all minors, you know, and that would include nicotine as well. And I think that there's been a lot of anxiety around the fact that younger folk have significantly reduced tobacco use at the same time that they have significantly increased their rate of electronic cigarette use as well. So again, there's a lot of anxiety, and I think there's some misinformation about that the tobacco industry is targeting youth. I can't speak to whether they are targeting youth, and that theoretically the flavor appeals to youth. The data that I have read is that more adults are using flavored nicotine products than the adolescents. So by taking away that option for people, I think we're particularly putting people at risk to give up perhaps using electronic cigarettes and potentially returning to combustible tobacco use, which is clearly what we don't want to have.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, for anyone who's had to quit smoking, and they certainly have used this as a way to do it, that would be disastrous. And you know this, earlier this year, San Francisco and Berkeley city officials passed broad ordinances that prohibited the sale of flavored tobacco products, some that are now embraced by the FDA that we're talking about to take the place of cigarettes for adult addicts. So we're speaking with Kevin McGurr, clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco. Kevin, what do your colleagues think? Is it kind of all over the board? I mean, they must have some opinions on this.
Well, that's a great question, Kate. And it is all over the board. And I think for the reasons that I just described, that there are many some scientists, some providers, some academics, you know, who are wary of the rise of electronic cigarettes, again, because of the historical legacy of the tobacco industry. The other issue is, which I don't endorse and I don't believe, and I know there's no data to this issue, that electronic cigarettes will become a gateway for people who have not been smokers. They'll pick up the habit with electronic cigarettes. They'll develop an addiction to nicotine, which can happen, and that will then lead them to using combustible tobacco. Again, there's no data with respect to that. I mean, even if that were to occur, it would likely occur in very, very small numbers. I think the important thing would be to look at, you know, are we going to be successful in the longer run in using that strategy for those who choose that strategy to move them either significantly reducing, if not in fact stopping, all combustible tobacco use.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting in your profession, and I have some family members who work, I have one in particular as a nurse that works at CHOP in Philadelphia. And, you know, there are a lot, because crazy hours, everything else, a lot of people who vape, a lot of nurses and a few doctors who vape, right?
Yeah, I don't have data on how many nurses and doctors vaping. And certainly I know, because I am a nurse, that, you know, historically, there were a lot of nurses who smoked, and ironically, particularly in my clinical area, mental health, they
yeah.
were the highest smokers, as were psychiatrists, you know, in terms of the physician group and smokers. But I think it's fair to say that that has changed significantly over the last 30 or so years, you know, subsequent to the Surgeon General report. I mean, the other thing I think is important, Kate, is, you know, some of the people who are in support of the ban have been using, and I understand this, the concern is that, again, tobacco industry is targeting poor people, people of color, poor, you know, again, marginalized populations. Well, the fact is they are the people who are smoking. You know, middle and upper middle class people, by and large, are not smoking in the U.S. So it is important to, I believe, to target individuals, meaning health departments should be targeting those individuals. My area, of course, is working with people who have severe behavioral health problems, and they are the biggest smokers in the U.S. at this particular time. They smoke about 40% of all the cigarettes that are manufactured in the U.S. So I believe we should be targeting those individuals and providing them with a wide array of choices. Not pushing any particular product or choice on that individual, but allowing that individual to have a choice, again, trying to motivate him or her to actually reduce their tobacco use, combustible tobacco use.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end this. Kevin, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he made some great points talking about what the demographics were, and particularly in his area, and seeing, you know, what would that do to some of those people. Coming up next, oh boy, a little bit of sports. We're going to throw it in. Invade the Man Cave. We're heading there next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No, but I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
I've been dying to talk about the mail because it is once again overflowing, so thanks for that. Go to americatonightradio.com and you can email me your thoughts, no prob. So let's go to this first one as we dive in. This one is from Sam I Am, Kate, Arizona. That maniac murders a bunch of people, then he kills himself. I hate when the bad guys bail. Oh, yeah. So before he killed himself, he shot 6 people, and I guess some of them had a connection to this nasty divorce of his. They're trying to figure out the last couple of victims. They couldn't figure that out. But it's weird because Dwight Lamont Jones, his ex-wife and kid were safe. She had issued a statement. She said he was a very emotionally disturbed person, as all the court records would confirm. She said, I feared for my safety for the past 9 years. And they tracked him to a hotel in Scottsdale, and they cleared the surrounding rooms before they made the arrest, before trying to make the arrest. And then he fired, you know, 7 or 8 shots at the officers. Then it stopped, and they found that he had killed himself. So once he was surrounded, that was it. And it started quickly last Thursday afternoon. He killed a noted forensic psychiatrist, 2 paralegals, a counselor. All were shot within 24 hours of each other and within a 10-mile radius in Scottsdale and Phoenix. And, oh, my gosh, wow. Scary. And they figured it out. They got some tips, put it together, and that was it. And here's the thing. So the psychiatrist, I'm just going to say this for a second because I watched a bunch of clips about this, but the psychiatrist, this guy named Stephen Pitt, he was involved in a lot of high-profile cases, but he was examined, you know, Jones, this guy was examined by this doctor, the psychiatrist, under court order during the divorce proceedings because he was arrested on domestic violence charges, and that's what that was about. So he provided the expertise in the investigation into a couple of big cases, including JonBenet Ramsey. And he was an advisor to prosecutors in the Columbine High School shooting. He was a consulting expert in Kobe Bryant's sexual assault case. And boom, he was killed. And the same thing with the other people. They were just all part of this. So a Thursday, one shooting, then Friday, 2 people shot, then Saturday, 1 person shot. Wow. All right, now something completely different. This one is from David, and he says, Kate, all the Roseanne flap. Boy, I kind of, not kind of, I feel sorry for the people who worked on the show because for them, they're out of work, right? Yeah, definitely. Well, that's why you've had this a lot of reaction. So the show got 18, initially when it first kicked off, 18 million people were watching the Roseanne show. They were back. They were watching. That's huge for networks to get that many people. And even if it had the ratings had tapered a bit, they didn't taper that much, but once the comments, she made those comments about Valerie Jarrett, Twitter, boom, you know the rest of the story, then that was it. They were just quietly, not quietly, they were just saying, boom, you're done. This is done. This is over. And now I think some of the stars of the show and some other people that work behind the scenes are really realizing it, and because of all the requests they're getting to make comments and, you know, how do they feel about it? And, of course, they're not going to feel great about it because they lost a lot of jobs. They lost a job that was, you know, that was paying them. Okay, how about this one? Let's see. Let's go to this. This one is from Newt. I love the name Newt. And Newt says, wow, Kate, Bill Clinton, you think he would be better at handling questions? Of course, he could always get asked questions about Monica Lewinsky. And he's promoting a book, so what does he think he's going to get asked? Yeah, he did a segment on the Today Show. He's promoting the book, and he was asked the question, looking back on what happened then through the lens of hashtag me too, do you think differently or feel more responsibility? And he said he felt he owed no personal apology to Lewinsky, saying his public repentance was enough. He said, I've never talked to her. Nobody believes that I got out of that for free. So, but it was a very awkward, let's put it this way, it's a very awkward exchange. And he's going to get asked those questions, especially now with what's happening in the country. All right, here's one from James H. James H. says, "Hi, Kate. I don't know if you noticed this or not. I'm sure you did. How about the Supreme Court ruling for the baker who refused to make the same-sex couple's wedding cake? Are you surprised by that ruling?" I'm not surprised by the ruling. Here's the thing. It was the court was divided on the idea of the bakery refusing to create a custom wedding cake for this same-sex couple. It was a 7-2 verdict, and the 7-2 verdict criticized the state's treatment of Jack Phillips, the religious objector to gay marriage in 2012, several years before the practice was legalized nationwide. So this has been a long-awaited decision. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the court's decision against the same-sex couple, Charlie Craig and Dave Mullins. And, you know, again, so much has changed since then, but he acknowledged that business owners generally cannot deny equal access to goods and services under a neutral public accommodations law. Otherwise, he said, a long list of persons who provide goods and services for marriages and weddings might refuse to do so for gay persons, thus resulting in a community-wide stigma inconsistent with the history and dynamics of civil rights laws. There were a couple of dissents. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, but the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the baker and affirmed that the government must respect religious beliefs in this case. So a vendor can choose the products he sells, but not the customer he serves to, is what some people were saying. And that wasn't right. I don't think we've heard the last of this argument. I think we're going to hear more people expressing concern about it and more people saying, I think it was the right decision. I mean, it's a good thing to ask you. What do you think? Flip in your 2 cents. You can do that by jamming on the digits, 855-266-5283. Or just toss me an email, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. Or AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com. So pretty easy to get to the show. I want to throw in one more. How about this from Brad, listening to us in Austin? He says, hey, Kate, did you see the story about the bottle of whiskey that cost $65,000? Can you ever foresee any time in your life where you would spend that much money? Never. But it was Macallan, which is huge, 1824. It was distilled after World War II. That's what they call it. It was distilled after World War II, so that's a big deal. Because you can't go back in time, right? You got the now and you got the product, but $65,000. You got to have.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.